Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad that you're joining us today. Now, who is your favorite actor or actress, and why? Well, personally for me, I've always loved Tom Hanks. I think he can play many different types of characters. The same thing goes for Philip Seymour Hoffman. He also is an amazing actor, or he was an amazing actor. Well, the name of today's lesson is Jessica Chastain, and she is also an amazing actress, although maybe you don't know her by name. You've probably seen her in movies like The Help, Interstellar, or The Martian. Those are three very famous movies. Each role she plays is very different. Well, today we'll learn about a breakthrough year. When was that? You'll find out. Another section is titled Range or Popularity. In this section, we'll find out what she likes to do more. Play the same kind of character because it's popular and successful, or play a wide range of characters. Friends, open your magazine and let's begin.
Jessica Chastain, an actress that does it all. With less than 10 years' experience in movies, Jessica Chastain has made an unmistakable mark of quality on the industry. A breakthrough year. After a start in theater, followed by some TV roles, Chastain made a remarkable career move with no less than 7 feature-length films released in 2011. Two of them, The Help and The Debt, occupied the top box office positions in a single weekend. Not settling for mere financial success, Chastain also received an Oscar nomination for the former film.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 unmistakable 这个形容词 ，un 是否定的字首 ，mistakable 是指容易出错的，所以加在一起 ，unmistakable 是指毋庸置疑的，或者是不会有疑问的。例如 ，his attitude and tone of voice showed an unmistakable confidence. 他的态度跟语调展现出一种毋庸置疑的信心。或者是 there's an unmistakable atmosphere of depression in the company. 公司里毫无疑问地弥漫着一种令人沮丧的气氛。接下来我们看的是 nomination 这个名词。NOM 这个字根有名字的意思。所以 nomination 是指某种职务或选举的提名。如果要说明哪个项目或职务的提名是用 for 或者是 as 这些介系词。例如 ,the actor got his first Oscar nomination for Best Actor when he was only 26. 这位演员26岁就已经得到第一次的奥斯卡最佳男主角的提名。他的动词是 nominate, N-O-M-I-N-A-T-E。例如 ,Henry was nominated as the chairman of the committee. Henry 已经被提名为这个委员会的主席。
Oh my word, Rebecca!
Yes, Gabe!
Did you know
that
was Jessica Chastain?
Wait, where?
Okay, what I mean is I've seen The Help and I really enjoyed her role, but I didn't realize that was the name of the actress, Jessica Chastain.
Gabe, I'm right there with you. I also enjoyed The Help, but yes, I too did not know that Jessica Chastain played in that movie.
Well, that's because I didn't know her name before. But actually, after reading this lesson, I realize I really do enjoy her acting, and I've seen her in several different roles. But let's start at the beginning here. We read, an actress that does it all. Now, Rebecca, what does that mean? An actress that does it all. Does what all?
Well, it's an actress that does everything. right? I mean, she acts and she performs and maybe she even sings and, well, she just does a lot of different things. She performs in many different films.
Yeah, and maybe she not only performs in films and does performances like that, maybe she also helps out in society in different ways as well. This could mean many things, someone that does it all. But we often use this phrase to talk about things as well. Maybe there's a machine that does it all. It does everything for you. There's a machine and it makes coffee for you in the morning and it helps you check your email and it makes dinner for you. And
wait a minute, Gabe.
It does it all.
That sounds like an incredible machine of the future, perhaps.
No, it's called a wife. I'm just kidding.
Gabe. Anyway, yes, you know, when I see this phrase, I think of the iPhone. An iPhone is a device that does it all because you can Skype on it, you can send messages on your phone, you can check your email on your phone, and guess what? You can even make phone calls on your phone. Hey, Gabe, is that an iPhone you have?
And you can get distracted with your smartphone.
So please put your phone in your pocket and let's continue our lesson about Jessica Chastain.
Yes, the actress that does it all.
Go ahead.
It says here she has less than 10 years of experience in movies, but she's an incredible actress. Jessica Chastain has made an unmistakable mark of quality on the industry.
And you just brought up a great phrase. Let's just talk about it. To make a mark. This just means that you have an important effect on something. So although Jessica Chastain only has less than 10 years of experience, that means that she has already made an important effect on the movie industry.
That's right. And it's an unmistakable mark. Oh. That means when you see the work that she's done, maybe you didn't see her face, but you see the work and you know, hey, that is Jessica Chastain. Jessica Chastain did this. It's unmistakable that it's her. You wouldn't mistake her for somebody else. Well, we see here that somebody can make a mark on something. How will you leave your mark on society? Or how will you make a mark on society? That means, what good things will you do to influence the world around you?
Exactly. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read a breakthrough year. After a start in theater, followed by some TV roles, Chastain made a remarkable career move with no less than 7 feature-length films released in 2011.
Yep.
Incredible.
Yes, incredible. Remarkable, in fact. And two of them, we read, The Help and The Debt, occupied the top box office positions in a single weekend. Now, she's not in this picture for the movie The Help, or in Chinese, you would say GMA. But this was an incredible movie, and she did a great job. She doesn't settle for less than the best.
No, she doesn't. And it definitely does not sound like she has a boring life. Of anything, it actually sounds very exciting, seeing that she doesn't settle for anything less.
Well, and if you don't settle for something, that means you're not okay with just being okay. You want to do the best you can. Friends, don't settle for less than the best in what you can do. But Rebecca, you mentioned the word boring. I wonder what Steve and Ken have to say about this in the Info Cloud.
One tricky hurdle English learners encounter is knowing when to use an adjective's ed suffix or its ing suffix.
Correctly choosing, for example, between the words interested and interesting, excited and exciting, bored and boring, is not easy.
Confusion may come from the fact that 1, adjectives use both suffixes, and 2, both suffixes are used when describing people.
Now, that being said, the sentence, he was bored, has a very different meaning than he was boring.
Right, so let's untangle this a little. We'll start with the ed suffix. Ed suffix adjectives are used to describe feelings that people have. Excited, frustrated, and bored are all feelings, right? So, if you're worried that your friend's not having a good time and you want to know how he feels, ask, are you bored? Not, are you boring?
Because boring is not a feeling.
Exactly. ing suffix adjectives, in contrast, are used to describe a quality someone or something has. Exciting, frustrating, and boring are all qualities, not feelings.
So, saying Gabe is boring doesn't mean Gabe is feeling bored. It means Gabe has a quality about him that makes other people feel bored.
英文里头有许多的形容词是采用 ed 跟 ing 的字尾，像 bored 跟 boring, excited 跟 exciting。很多人分不清楚两者的差别。其实一般来讲 ,ed 字尾的形容词用于表达一个人的感觉。bored 就是感到无聊 ,excited 就是感到兴奋。如果你带某一个来自远方的朋友去逛街，但是他一直无精打采，你就可以问Are you bored? 而不是 Are you boring? ing 字尾的形容词呢，用于表达一个人事物的特征。boring 形容令人觉得无聊的人或东西。exciting 是个令人感到兴奋的东西。如果我们说 Gabe is boring, 并不是说他很无聊，而是他令人感到无聊。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, Gabe, I really don't think you're that boring, and neither is Jessica Chastain. Well, anyway, friends, we have more for you, so make sure you stay
tuned. Thanks again, guys. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about a remarkable actress named Jessica Chastain. Have you seen The Help, GMA? Well, she received an Oscar nomination for her amazing role and her amazing job in that movie just a couple of years ago. She really is an incredible actress, and we're going to continue learning more about her right now.
Jessica Chastain. The whole year culminated at the Cannes Film Festival, at which Chastain claims she would have fainted on the red carpet without the support of co-stars. Range or popularity? Many roles do not always equal many unique characters, but Chastain made sure hers did. She portrayed an energetic housewife, a Mossad agent,and a Shakespearean role, all in 2011. This versatility has led many people to question her identity, but range is something she holds of high importance. A lot of times, actors are guided to play characters that they've had success with, she says. For me, that would be the ultimate boring life.
好了，接下来我们看的是 culminate 这个动词。culminate 是指达到顶点，或者是以某件事件或阶段作为结束。例如 ，Richard's years of hard work have culminated in him becoming the company's CEO。Richard 多年来的努力终于让他达到了成为执行长的目标。或者是 Tanya's conflicts with her parents got worse and worse and culminated in her decision to move out。Tanya 和父母之间的冲突越演越烈，最后以搬出来住告终。继续我们看的是 versatility 这个不可数名词 ,vers 这个字根有转移、改变或转向的意思，所以 versatility 是指多才多艺或者是多种用途。例如 Brenda can sing, dance, act and paint. She's a girl of versatility. Brenda 会唱歌、跳舞、演戏又会画画，她是个多才多艺的女孩。她的形容词是 versatile,V-E-R-S-A-T-I-L-E。 例如 John is a versatile chef who can cook cuisines of many cultures. John 是一位非常多才多艺的主厨，他会烹饪各种文化的料理。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, it's time for us to continue talking about Jessica Chastain. Now, Jessica Chastain definitely sounds like an amazing actress. And one thing I think is really cool that we read here in our lesson is the fact that she participated in the Cannes Film Festival, right? And she claims that she would have fainted right there on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for her co-stars.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's probably because she was just so surprised.
Yeah, surprised, maybe nervous, anxious. It was such a big year for her that year. It was a breakthrough year. And everything culminated. It's like everything was building up to this wonderful moment at the Cannes Film Festival, which is maybe, like you said, why she felt like fainting.
Right. Well, continuing, we read, range or popularity. Many roles do not always equal many unique characters, but Chastain made sure hers did. She portrayed an energetic housewife. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Wasn't she the energetic housewife in The Help?
Well, she certainly was. Yeah, exactly.
That was.
That was really fun to watch.
Yes. Yeah.
She did a really great job with that role as this energetic housewife. We read on, she also played a Mossad agent and a Shakespearean role, all in 2011. Okay, so I like what it says here. Many roles do not always equal many unique characters, and that's true for a lot of people, a lot of actors. You see them act in one movie, and then you see them in another movie, and it seems like their roles are basically just the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But not with Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
This versatility has led many people to question her identity. Let's pause there for a moment. You see that word versatility, but there is a very related word. Do you know what that related word is?
Oh, the word is right here on the screen, and that is versatile. That's right. If you are a versatile person, maybe you're a versatile and talented person, 多面手, maybe you might say in Chinese. That means you can do lots of different kinds of things very well. And so you can play lots of different characters very well. I also think of the actor Tom Hanks.
Yes.
He is a very versatile actor.
Exactly. And of course, you can use this word to describe things as well. For example, oh yes, jean jackets. I feel like a jean jacket is actually very versatile because you can wear it in so many different seasons and for so many different occasions.
Hmm.
You can make it seem more casual or more dressy.
That's right. Of course, it's in style, right?
Oh, yes.
Denim is in, and you could wear it for casual things or for fancy dinners as well. It's a versatile piece of clothing. Well, we continue here. This versatility... So versatility is the noun. Versatility has led many people to question her identity. What does that mean here, Rebecca? To question her identity?
You know, if you question someone's identity, or if you just question something, this means that in your mind you're thinking that perhaps what they're saying isn't really true, or you have doubt about who that person really says that they are.
That's right. You're questioning their identity. Who is this person anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rebecca, that's mm-hmm. what they said about the actor Peter Sellers, who was an amazing actor. Well, he's gone now, but he played a lot of different kinds of roles. There was one movie called Doctor Strangelove in which he played three very different characters. And if you look at the characters, you would not even be able to tell that it was the same person. He is an amazing actor. And it led some people to question his identity as well.
Excellent example. Well, we see here, this versatility has led many people to question her identity, but range is something she holds of high importance, meaning that I think that she really likes playing different characters of different personalities. But let's take a look at this phrase, to hold something of high importance. This just means that something is very valuable or very important.
So what do you hold of high importance? If you say, oh, I hold this of high importance, that means it's very important to you. So, for example, I was thinking about this. I think I hold truth of high importance. There are so many voices in the world today. What's true? What's not true? I hold truth of high importance.
And that's a great example. I hold family time of high importance. Spending time with my family is definitely something I value and is very important. And of course, for Jessica Chastain, range is something that she holds of high importance. As she says, a lot of times actors are guided to play characters that they've had success with.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that would be the ultimate boring life.
The ultimate boring life would just be to play the same kind of role over and over again. And of course, friends, remember, it's not the ultimate bored life. She said the ultimate boring life. Well, right now it's time for something not boring. A review skit!
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. Today, we welcome an actress that does it all. Jessica Chastain.
Hello. I'm happy to be here on the show.
Jessica, with less than 10 years' experience, you have made an unmistakable mark of quality in the industry.
You're too kind.
Tell us where it all began.
Well, it all started in the theater, followed by some TV roles. I made a debut in movies in 2011.
Where you made no less than 7 feature films.
That's right.
My favorites are The Help and The Debt. They both occupied the top box office position in a single weekend.
Ah, I'm glad you like them.
You also received an Oscar nomination for The Help.
Yes, I did. The whole year culminated at the Cannes Film Festival.
Were you excited?
Yes, I almost fainted on the red carpet.
You have portrayed many unique roles. Energetic housewife, a Mossad agent,
and a Shakespearean role.
Is versatility something you hold of high importance?
Yes. A lot of times, actors are guided to play characters they've had success with. For me, that would be the ultimate boring life.
How refreshing. Let's take a commercial break.
That was such a great skit.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. Well, hey, I wonder what film Jessica Chastain will be in next.
We don't know. Well, friends, we have more to learn about this remarkable actress next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I did think it was a good skit.